Just lift your hands and bless him. Let's read the word. One to go. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, that man shall follow us. Night unto night showeth knowledge. Yes, there is no speech, no language, where the voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them had he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chambers, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Yes, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, righteous altogether. Verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them is a great reward. Let's read that one more time. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward. Verse 12. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from presumption of sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. No. We're going to read it one more time. Presumptuous sin leads to the great transgressions. Let's read it one more time. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Verse 14, that the last. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let's do it one more time. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You may be seated. Okay, we're going to look at how God created the universe. You know that the word of God is written word when we lay hold of the scriptures, and we're dealing with that. And that is supposed to be the entrance point to give us access to the other ministries of the word. The word of God has about 7 major ministries. Now, as you gain knowledge of the word of God, you should allow it to take you to the next level. The next level is not just to get you educated, to get you informed, to get you to know, is to get you to become. The first thing that knowing leads to is being. And then becoming is what is called personal transformation. The process that brings you to that place is transformation of your own life. So the word of God comes to give us knowledge, to give us wisdom, to give us direction. But it comes on a higher plane to change our lives. The word of God has capacity to produce in your life whatever it says. The word of God is not just mere information. The word of God is a power container. There are capsules that we take for healing, you know, medicine. Some of them are sugar-coated. Some are not so sweet. But some of those capsules are done like this. This one that has plastic coating. You can open it. It has some yellow contents inside. Sometimes they use it to treat wounds. But people drink it. The capsule is just a container carrying the medicine inside. Its purpose is to help deliver that medicine, and then it busts open and delivers the content which actually gets you healed. Sometimes the medicine is actually bitter. So in developing the capsule, they coat it with some sugary coatings just to allow children and those who can deal with bitter substances to swallow it. The word of God is not just coming to give you knowledge. The word of God carries the breath of God. Please put it up for them. The words I speak unto you, John chapter 6, they are spirit and they are life. You see the two contents already. And they are not the only two. There are about seven. Information is one of the things he carries. And most people relate with it only at the level of information. So they lose out. But then it carries life. It carries life. Then it carries spirit. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And as you grow in working with God, as a child of God, and as you grow in functioning as a man of God, you must learn to go beyond just giving people information. To come to that point when the things that come out of your mouth don't just inform and educate, they have ability to actually implement in the lives of people what has just been declared. God, when he wants you to get out of wheelchair, does not need to come and touch you physically. All he needs to do is speak to you. And like Jesus will say in the Bible, rise up, take up your bed and walk. He's not giving you education on how to walk. He's sending a quickening force, a spirit, a spiritual force. He's sending life-giving power to actually produce what he just said. That's why one word from God is all it takes to change your life. One. The word of God carries creative energy, creative ability. I like it. A gentleman said, you know, the Bible said God cannot lie. The guy said yes, because even if God lies, the lie will become true because of the creative power of the word. God calls things that be not as though they were. After he has called them, they become. That's how he created everything. That's how he created everything. If you understand the different ministries of the word, you realize that you can't speak like God speaks. Because God made you in his image. And if you are born again, you have the Spirit of God indwelling you. You can speak at a creative level. If there is no job, when you speak, jobs will be created just for your sake. If there was none, as at the time you spoke, after you speak, some will be available. Somebody might have to relocate. A new department might have to be created. Some new idea, the board will have to make a new decision to expand the factory just because of what came out of your mouth. A child of God that understands how to operate from the creative dimension, from the supernatural dimension, cannot be limited. When they tell you the door is closed, don't argue with men at the natural level. Go back and speak into that situation. Can I hear somebody say amen? Amen. Everything that exists in the natural was created by words. And amazingly, both the positives in your life and the negatives in your life were created by words. They were either created by your words. Some of you like to speak negative things into your life. It's either they were created by your words, or they were created by the words of others. The name you bear today, probably you didn't give it to yourself, but that's your name. But who told you can't change your name? If your name is bad, you can change it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't let what people said over you stay with you for the rest of your life. You have power to change your future. And that power is in your mouth. Your businesses are not moving. That's yesterday. From today, they can begin to move. By how? The words of your mouth. Businesses, finance, and the whole of this physical world is controlled from the unseen world. But what controls the unseen world is the law of faith. The physical world is ruled by the supernatural, the unseen world. But the unseen world is ruled by decrees. The way you control the unseen, then the physical adjusts to your favor. I said, but the bad things that are happening in your life were created by what? A wizard can sit in his house and just mess up your destiny. But that wizard can't do it till he releases word bullets. A witch can mess up your life, but that witch can't do it till they speak. Whether they speak in incantation or they speak in literal language, without words, you don't rule the world. The world was created by words. The world is ruled by words. Almost all the activities we do here in church, what is Thanksgiving? Words. Almost all of them are words. What is praise? Words. What is prayer? Words. What is prophetic declaration? Words. What is gratitude? Words. Hundred percent of your life is run by words. That's how you run your relationships. That's how you run your family. That's how you run your organizations. That's how you run your businesses. If you remove communication, every aspect of life will halt. That's how government run nations. Words. Some of it are written. Some other ones are spoken. Others are legislated, and we obey them, and we call them constitutions, laws. God rules the world by decrees, and he created you his image, gave you his ability, so you can operate like him. You rule your world by your words. Just like God rules his words by his words. John chapter 1 verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God and his words are one. God's word is God. And the word was God. And he said there was nothing that was ever made that was made without it. Nothing. Somebody said, God created everything by speaking except man. When he got to man, he now bent down and made man out of the dust of the ground. I said, no, Tori, man was created by speaking. There is nothing exempted from the power of the spoken word. Nothing. That's why if you notice in your relationships, because women are made by words, what destroys women is words. And what heals women is words. You want a happy wife? Words. A happy girlfriend? you're still chasing her, you want to marry her, words. Relationship rises and falls on words. What makes champion children? Words. What destroys your children? Emotional well-being creates rejection and creates a cycle. Words. You know why? They were made by it and are still remade by it. You want your child that is not doing well to start doing well. Change what you say to that child. Stop speaking based on where they are and start speaking to them based on where they are going. God calls the things that be not. They don't exist yet. He calls them as though they exist and then they become. That's how faith speaks. Faith does not recognize. Faith does not deny reality. But after seeing it, faith has capacity to change it to a better future, a better reality. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Learn to speak the future that you see instead of the circumstances that prevails now. So you can superimpose tomorrow on the now and create a better reality. Your today's reality was created by yesterday's words. Your tomorrow's reality will be created by today's words. Words are seeds, but they are pregnant with tomorrow. They are pregnant with a harvest. Put up that Proverbs chapter 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue. I love that. Death and life. Prosperity, poverty are in the power of the tongue. Don't you know, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, that if we wake up tomorrow morning, the first thing as communicated across the news media, or maybe not the news media, by rumor, social media, is that First Bank is shutting down, that is collapsing. What will happen? Everybody will rush and withdraw their money. What will be the result? The bank will actually collapse. It didn't collapse because it's actually collapsing. It collapsed because of the news and information that went out. Don't you know that's what is happening to Nigeria? If you think this place is a poor place, you think your country is messed up, everybody's running away to Canada. No. Nigeria is better than UK. No, I'm not talking by faith. I'm talking by reality. Before we now learn to talk by faith. Look at what he said. Dead and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall do what? Eat the fruit of it. In other words, what you say is the seed, but the harvest is what will finally come. There is a fruit of words. Just like you have fruit of the womb. Just like you have fruit of vegetations. No matter where it is, anytime you want fruit, that means you want harvest. You start with seed. That's why there is sex. It's planting season. So there can be childbirth. That's why there is planting season in agriculture. So we can have harvest season. So listen to me. God sent me to tell you, in this new season in God, clear the ground. Remove all the fallow ground. All the nonsense that have been spoken over you. All the nonsense you've been speaking over yourself. All the nonsense you've been speaking over your finances. And plant new seeds. Because in a couple of weeks and months and down the years, that is going to be the harvest you're going to reap. Can I hear you say amen? Can somebody just lift up one hand and say, I'm blessed. My future is moving ahead. Nothing is dying around me. Everything I lay my hands to do will prosper. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. I'm getting better. I'm getting wiser. I'm getting healthier. I'm getting brighter and brighter. Because the path of a just man is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto that perfect day. I'm getting richer and getting more loaded. Hey! You know what will happen in your life if you can start every morning with planting word seeds. Don't let the day throw to you anything it likes. Sometimes accident, sometimes you dislocation. No, no, no. Order the day by the words of your mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I command the day to bring me favor, to bring me new contacts, new relationships, new opportunities to advance in the purpose of God for my life. I will not stagnate this day. I will not accept any negative circumstances. Because what belongs to me is what? Goodness and mercy. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Tell that person around you, I hope you are still here. What shall I render unto Jehovah? Is it not wonderful that he gave us power to create? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. I'm developing a book on word foundation. And when we get to the chapter where we're dealing with how to actually memorize the scriptures, and we gave about 7 principles on how to do it, and I was showing what produced so much wealth of the word of God in my system. I have it in my spirit and I have it in my mind. You will find that one of the secrets is learning to meditate, to meditate, to meditate, to meditate, to meditate on the word. I'll just give you about 4 or 5 now. How to memorize the scripture. You don't need to, I want to cram scripture. No, don't bother. It's not like exam. If you follow the principles I'm showing you now, you'll be surprised when you need it, it will just be coming out. One of them is, don't just read the Bible and pass. Learn to have times when you meditate on it. Actually, scripture said you should meditate on it day and night. And the best time is when you're going to bed, when you're waking up in the morning. Let it be the things that you think about, the last thing on your mind before you go to bed. The last thing on your mind, the first thing on your mind when you wake up, is to have time. Kanabodo sobalia, sabalia dionomonia. Okay, I should tell them that. You know, there are 2 kinds of walk. There is shallow walk and deep walk. Shallow walkers are people who only use their physical assets, computers, their hands, their body. They run up and down, they sweat. They do very little thinking. Deep walkers are people who use their minds and their inner assets. They use their spirit. They walk with innovation, ideas. They walk with they walk with revelation. When you learn to do the same thing with the word, don't be a shallow person when it comes to the word. Just do pa. Learn to be somebody that meditates. Second way to actually retain a lot of the things you study, the Bible inside you, is to learn to meditate with your mouth. It works better and faster than meditating with your mind. What does that mean? Joshua 1 verse 8 said, thou shalt, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. Let me tell you what he's saying. Meditation means to mutter. That's actually the original word that was translated meditate. It means to mutter. If you see the people that do incantation, if you see these Eastern religions that mutter things, or you see maybe the Catholics that use beads to help them go through a cycle of prayer or something, that's also meditation, not just devotion. So you see a child that is taught that, after a while, you can tell him to recite the rosary and all that. Take a Muslim child. Sometimes you see them, they have a whole Quran in their head. What it means is that what you repeat sinks inside your subconscious. You have 2 layers of mind. You have the conscious mind and the subconscious. You need to get it from the conscious to the subconscious, then you won't forget. The day you need it, you'll be shocked how it floats out. To move it there, you need to recite it, say it.
You should have times of speaking the word, not that you're preaching to yourself. Speak it. Just speak it around you.
Beyond that, the creative energy of the word is released when it's spoken, not just when it's read. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. You say faith comes by reading.
So you see, when you speak, the word travels in two directions. It travels out. If there's somebody around, they can hear. Sometimes you're talking to somebody. But it travels in. And it hits your inward man and it records.
So people who speak it, who recite it, who say it, are the ones who remember it.
What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has so very much for me.
One of the keys for memorizing the scriptures, you have a lot of them, is writing it.
When you write words, it sinks in deeper than just reading it.
Some of you already are doing this with your studies. That's how you pass your exam. You are like mathematics. You don't just look at that textbook and read it. Take that and write it on another paper. Solve it. Go through that. That's how it sinks.
Writing is memorizing. You can write for other people to read. And why is it so? Whenever the word goes in through the eye gate as well as the ear gate, it registers with a greater force. I just talked about repeating it. Some of you have heard me say over the years that repetition is the law of deep and lasting impression. So, for example, in this service, I can quote scriptures and share with you. You will hear it. You will get it. But when they use a projector and put it so that your eyes see it, the impression is not double. The impression is multiplied by 3.
Somebody actually said that it actually produces a super impression, which is up to 7 times multiplication.
Write it. Write it. So, if you are the type that have learned certain times of the year, there are certain scriptures you are working on, to write some of those verses and paste them some places where you see them. But even if you're not able, just that you wrote them, you wrote it in your own diary or in a paper, registers it, writes the same thing on your spirit.
So, do you see how people like us are deep in this? And it's not because every day I wake up, oh, I'm trying to. No. I just do that thing that we did in Broke Rosary, in those just children's school, like what we taught us in primary school, repeating it. Some of them, we even turn it like another means of remembering, of registering, of memorizing scripture, is turn it into songs. Whatever is turned into songs registers more than whatever is turned into sermon.
You will remember more. What shall I render unto Jehovah?
But this scripture is psalm that you are saying.
But you remember it more than the ones that is just preached.
Another key to always remember the word is to attach a good memory, a good feeling towards it.
That's one of my, you know, David said, I love your word. It tastes better than honey. It is more to me than gold. It's, when you attach value, something, you know, not just abstract word, you attach, you connect it to value to your life. For example, you connect it to how it improves your relationship. You connect it to impact on your business. You connect it to impact on your health. Some value, it registers more than just abstract.
That's why some of the courses we are taking in school is not working. You have no interest. The why of the course has not entered. You are studying the what, but there is no why.
Why is more powerful than words? Let me also tell you guys something. Anytime you are trying to get people to follow you as a leader, or you are trying to get people to cooperate with you, maybe in a team, you know, choir, it doesn't matter where you work. If you want to get the cooperation of people, to explain to them why. Anytime there is conflict in relationship, in anything, somebody explain why. Omo, if you are in an ATM line, you're queen, and you came in, you want to get money. No, ATM. Is that what they call it? You want to bring out your card, you want to pull some money out of that machine. And the line is there. Maybe you are number 13. Waiting for your turn. Then one woman rushes to the front, bah, 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 overtakes you and goes and stands at number 2 or number 1. What will happen to everybody that has been there before her? She just came. Everybody will be angry. Am I correct? And they will want to push her. There will be a firework. At least some might not touch her. They will talk. I know Nigerian people. Some will push her actually. But while all of you are angry, and that woman says, excuse me, please. My daughter just collapsed. It's a little girl and she's dying. She's losing blood. I just came to get money to take her to hospital. What happens at that moment? Everybody will say, please. Oga that is there. He said, Oga, come out. Let this woman go. Am I correct? Some of you will even bring out your money and say, madam, is it money transport? Do you need a car? They will volunteer. Some will even volunteer to pay. Am I correct? What changed everybody's attitude? From opposition to cooperation, everyone say, why? In leadership, that's why leaders, whether a president, governors are having problems. They don't tell us why. Sometimes they don't even cast visions. Because when you cast a vision, then everybody can unite. But beyond casting a vision, show people why. Everyone say, why? The importance of that. When you too, in studying the word, connect that scripture to reality. Don't just leave it in the abstract realm. What it does, what it means to you, your spirit registers it. Your spirit is designed to register anything that we use count as important. Anything that you feel good about. That's why I might finish this service and go. And I might ask some of you, what pastor preach? And you might not remember. He might come 1 year after and ask BCJ exactly what I said. He will remember it if he connected it to value, to his life and ministry. But one thing he will not remember is when I said he is the greatest pastor. Do you know why? Anything that moves your emotion in the positive registers. So David found very interesting ways of describing the word of God. You are reading them in Psalm 91. The different values. He listed the importance, the benefits of studying the word, the benefits of the word to his life. And there was one I made you repeat. By them is your servant warned. This is what warns me when I'm about to make a mistake or go into trouble. By obeying them, there are great rewards. Hello. And like David, the value I place on God's word is more than all the oil wells of Nigeria, more than all the diamond wells of South Africa, more than all the golds of Ghana. When the word of God is being ministered to me, I treat it like somebody that found treasure that is beyond measure. So my spirit registers it. It's like when I started, I talked about deep and shallow walk. Why is it that many of us don't remember the scriptures? We are not there. The scripture talks about meditation. It's the principle of being here. We do it to our spouses. We do it to our children. We do it to our friends. We have carried it to work. We are not there. You are talking to somebody on your own phone. Yes, ma'am. Couples are talking their own phone. So technology that came to be a blessing has become a curse. It's disconnecting human beings, disconnecting children from parents. It disconnected. Some even carried inside church, as someone is going on there. So even in the presence of God, they are pinging. That's how the pinging will ping them to hell. There's too much distraction. So the human being is not whole.
is not one anymore. It's disjointed, fragmented. Meditation is to bring you and bring your attention here. To focus. Is that power of focus? Disconnect other things and look at this. Because that's why you didn't remember what the teacher taught in the class. You were not there. Your body was sitting there, but you were at home fighting with your sister. And then when they say something, you come back to class. And sometimes you are in church, but you are not there. You are at home sleeping. Somebody is still inside the bus. But your body is in church, but your soul is in the bus. You are still on the way. You have not arrived here. Meditation. Disconnect everything. And focus on that. And look at it over again. And that over again. And then my spirit snaps it. Like your phone, when you take all those selfies or whatever, my spirit snaps it and it registers. And that is how you lay a foundation for a powerful Christian life, a powerful ministry. You lay a foundation because God's word brings God and His Spirit and all of divine resources into your spirit. It will impute certain resources in you, giving you capacity to function like God. So that when you open your mouth and speak, you are drawing out of that depth of resources. Your words create like God's word creates. Your word illuminates like His words illuminates. Your word can give direction like His word will give. I have been on verse 7 to the end, to verse 14 of Psalm 19. Let's now look at verse 1 to 6, which is the firmament. Declare your handiworks and the whole issue about creation. You see, the same word of God that we take in is knowledge. It changes us, has a third ministry, is the ministry of creativity. When you turn it from learned word, heard word, written word, to spoken word. It's when the word is spoken that it becomes creative. That's when it can take hold of circumstances and change it. That's when it can change your world. So let me go back to the original master creator and how he did it. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I wish you can understand that. There was confusion. Okay. Give me another translation of that verse too. Let them see. The earth was without form and void. I need another translation. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. The planet was submerged underwater. And the water itself was covered with darkness. And then the scripture said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So sometimes when you hear about the four elements, the earth, the water, the wind, and fire, if I ask you which one has the highest level of dominion, which one has the least level of dominion? For example, earth and water, which one is senior to the other? If you want to know, it's like asking the mother and the child, who is senior? Who greets the other? Good morning, ma. Eh? Where does the child come from? The earth came out from
inside the womb of water. That's why the first time God destroyed the earth, he just sent his grandmother to come and swallow it. Till today, that water you see there can still swallow Lagos. God put a decree with his word, said the sea, this is the limit you can go. Your proud waves, when you come to this point, go back. And everything has been obeying his words. Can I hear an amen? Aleke, heleke, heleke, bien and stariaka. If he speaks now and removes that limit, that thing can come here and wipe Lagos out. But if you notice, between darkness and water, which one was controlling the other? Eh? Which one was on top of the other? It was darkness that was over the deep. So the planet was actually a frozen planet because there was no light, no heat, a frozen planet rotating in space. They call it the Ice Age. You've been hearing about that. Yeah, that's how it was at that time. And God wanted living things to come here. So he has problems. How will you solve all these problems? Everyone said the spoken words. If your life is without form and void, if there is confusion, if there is disorder, if things are not where they should be, they are disorganized, organize them with the power of your words. If the present world order in your life is confusion, disorder, things are not working, create a new world order by speaking. And so, when God wanted to create you, we notice that the first thing he introduced was light. Am I correct? Everyone said, let there be light. Because he said, to begin to change any circumstances that are not working, the first thing you take care of is darkness. It is not trees. It is not job. It is not relationship. It is not career. Take care of darkness and you can take care of your life. The dominion of darkness is what must be resolved before the future can be better. The earth was without form and void. Go back there, you know. And another translation, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Anytime you see the word deep, it's talking about water, ocean. It's one body of water covered the whole earth. There's no single land anywhere. And then darkness covered the deep. Then the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit brooded upon the face of the waters. I'm going to show you a secret in a few minutes. Somebody said, I was speaking, nothing happened. No, you didn't get the Holy Spirit into the situation first. You didn't get him into the situation. Just like planting seeds and they're not germinating there, you didn't pour water. There was no rain. What the Spirit does is to create the wet ground so that the seeds you spoke can germinate and produce. Oh, hello. What the rain is to planting, that's what the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit is to your words. Your words are seeds. The Holy Spirit is rain. So if you want to know the beginning, the tools, the three foundational tools God used in creating the universe. One was thoughts, one was words, and one was his spirit. There are other things so he deployed, you know, what we call the power of faith, but he released it by speaking. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed or created by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What it means is that the visible came out of the invisible. Give us another translation. Let them see it. By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. He used the invisible raw materials to create the whole world that we can see. He used spirit. His spirit. He used the spoken word. But he started by coming out with his thoughts and his purposes. He started with what is called dreams. With ideas. But then that those ideas have to be spoken in an atmosphere of the anointing. So, when you get into a situation, you're facing some hard circumstances, what you need to do is to dream about the future that you want. And if you're not able to come up with it, don't worry. Don't worry. Do the second thing, begin to generate the move of the Spirit. Somebody asked me, how do you do that? The Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep, getting to worship. If you don't know how to worship, get some good worship tapes that are anointed and put it on. And then join that thing as it's playing. Get into that atmosphere. When that thing saturates the environment, it's time to speak. What you know is that when the Holy Ghost starts moving, it will also give you visions and dreams. It will give you ideas for your future. Can I hear you say amen? What does that mean? Begin with dreams. God began creating with thoughts, with dreams, with ideas. He used invisible raw materials to create. Everything on earth began in somebody's head. Don't you know that? Everything was once an idea. Everything that you see on earth today. Man has been doing this just like God. Begin with an idea. Begin with a desire. Begin with a picture of a preferred future. Because the pictures, the dreams of today become the realities of tomorrow. Begin with a dream. Begin with a dream. There is nothing like faith till there is a dream, till there is a desire, till there is a vision. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is a dream. Hope is expectation. Hope is a vision. Hope is a picture of the future. So faith fertilizes hope and turns it into reality. Now, I meet people who dream, who have visions, but they don't have faith. So what they have is a female and no male. And there will be no fertilization. The husband of hope is faith. Show them what I just said. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Is that not verse 1 of that chapter? The husband of faith, of hope, is faith. The wife of faith is hope. If you have faith, but you don't have a dream or a vision or a picture of a future, there is nothing for your faith to create. You need to give your faith targets to achieve. If you have faith, you don't have goals. You are making a big mistake. There is nothing for... That's why many of you are not moving ahead. You have all this, your relationship with God, all this faith. But there's no goals. You can't find me in 30 days marking time. I'm always having new goals, new things I want to accomplish. So I have something to use my faith muscle to accomplish. Hope is the goal, the dream, the expectation. Faith is what achieves it. Everybody lift up your hands. Say, Lord, I need both hope and faith. I need a vision. I need some goals. For these remaining 3 months of the year, I'm going to set some new goals. I'm going to update some old ones. But now I know how to bring it to pass. You started with hope. You started with dreams. You started with ideas. But you exercised faith. And it came to pass. Can I hear an amen? By faith we understand that the world was created by the word of God. The things we see came out of the things we don't see. What God was dreaming in his heart. The ideas, the dreams, and the goals he set. He now turned the power of faith loose by speaking them into reality, and they came to pass.
Write it down. Say, number one thing I must do now. Say, number one thing I must do in this service and out of this service is to set goals, is to have clear vision, clear direction where I want to go. Number two. Say, the number two thing I must do is to begin to speak them into reality. The number three thing I must do. Is to make sure that those words don't fall on the ground, except on watered ground. I must make sure that the power of the Holy Spirit is present to implement those words. It's after these three that you now add action. Everyone said it. Fourth thing I must do is to put everything I've said into action. Is to back up my words with action. Is to work out those dreams. Amen. Amen. There are actually five laws. I remove one because you all hear it all the time, which is the part of believe. But you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. Once you do what I've taught you at the first part of ingesting the word itself will produce faith in you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just like energy comes by eating, faith comes by hearing. It's the word of God digested and assimilated that produces faith. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of worship, apart from praising God and maintaining a relationship with Him and worshiping and blessing Him, one of the purposes of worship is to fill the environment with the atmosphere of the Spirit. Then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Do you guys want me to show you how God did it then? You want to show you how He did it? One of the tools He deployed to cause the moving of the Spirit is worship. Everyone say worship. Job 38 verse 7. Okay, you won't get it if I just read verse 7. Let's read verse 6. Maybe I should even start from verse 2. Yeah, verse 6 and 7. Whereupon, you won't get it well, because it's talking about when God was laying the foundation of the earth. Whereupon are the foundations laid? So let's start from 5. Who had laid the measure thereof, if you know? Okay, let me start from verse 2. God was talking to Job when Job was confused because of his suffering. So God came and appeared to him at the end of his suffering and said, who is this one that darkens, counsel with words that are not well taught? Some of the things you said were trash. He was telling Job. He was correcting Job. And I said, I'm going to ask you some questions. Answer me if you are a man. Answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Look at it. Verse, the next one. Verse 3. Get up your loins like a man, for I would demand of you. I'm going to answer you, ask you some questions. Answer me. Verse 4. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if you know. So God was taking Job back to creation and how He did it. Yes, go on. Who laid the measures thereof, if you know? Who stretched the line upon it? Go on. Whereupon are the foundation thereof fasting? Who laid the cornerstone thereof? He's talking about the earth, when He was creating the earth. Go on. When the morning stars sang together and all the songs of God did what? What were the angels doing while God was creating? What were they doing while God was creating? What were they doing while God was creating? What were they doing while God was creating? One of the ways you do that is prayer. Prayer actually begins when the anointing hits. You pray, 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 pray in the presence of God. When it gets to that point where his presence comes, then prayer changes from supplication to commanding prayers. That's where you can get up and speak. Hello. That's why when you come to church and the presence of God hits after worship and all that, don't waste it. You can change your world with your words, but learn to speak them from the place of supernatural empowerment, from the presence of God. Learn to speak them from the altar. Learn to speak them from the place of prayer. Learn to speak them from the place of worship. When you speak them, even outside, when there is no prayer, no worship, they will still walk, because you have created rain. You have created rain. You have created rain. Everybody lift up your hand and say, Lord, make me a rainmaker. Make me a worshiper. Make me an intercessor. Make me a man of your presence. Make me a rainmaker. The speaking of the word follows the release of the spirit, not the other way around. It's praise and worship before ministry of the word. If you want the ministry of the word to be creative, to change people, to produce miracles, to heal, to bring deliverance, can I hear you say amen? It is prayer before preaching, not the other way around. Intercession before the ministry of the word. If you want the ministry of the word to bring transformation, to bring changes and healing, everything in creation, whether it's rainfall, whether it's the ground, everything listens to the spoken word. I say everything listens to the spoken word. Everyone say Lagos. 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 Hear the word of the Lord. Say Ikeja. 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 Hear the word of the Lord. Somebody's looking at me. Pastor David, what are you saying? Show them Jeremiah, where the guy talks to the earth. Jeremiah, there's one politician in Israel that was misbehaving. And he was even a descendant of David, a king. He came to power, was oppressing people. And Jeremiah went. Because he knew everything was created by words, and everything is regulated by words. Jeremiah went there, he said, oh, earth, earth, earth. Everyone said three times. He said, hear the word of the Lord. There are some things you've been reading in your Bible, maybe you didn't understand it. Sometimes you hear, hear, oh heaven, the words of my mouth, like Moses. Hear, oh winds. He said, but these are created things. Do they hear? You are the one that called them non-living. All of them are alive to the God's spoken word. What did he tell the earth to do? Verse 30. Thus said the Lord, write this man childless. First punishment is a king. So who is in charge? Is he the governor or the man that understands how to rule in the spirit? He said, turn the president childless. Write him childless, a man that shall not prosper in his day. Second thing, he's not going to succeed. Number three, for no man of his seed shall prosper. Third punishment, none of his children will prosper. But meanwhile, he's supposed to be a political leader. Number four, sitting upon the throne of David. That means their dominion is cut short. Nobody from his lineage can rule again. Even him, he's going ruling anymore in Judah. And who did he give the instruction to write this? Everyone say, Eth. 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 Hear the word of the Lord. You know, sometimes even people that worship some of this, you know, like traditional worship, sometimes they want to cause somebody, they will hit a hand on it. Am I correct? This thing hears. But now we're going to talk to the land of Lagos.
Everyone say, oh earth. Oh earth. Oh earth. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh Lagos. 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 Hear the word of the Lord. From this day, you are going to yield increase to me. Whatever I lay my hands to do shall prosper. My career, my business will prosper. No more frustration to me. In the name of Jesus. Why will you be walking around? You know, let me make an announcement in case you don't know where you are. You are in Dominion City. We teach people how to rule and reign in life, not how to cry for the devil, because he's merciless. He has no compassion. It's God that has compassion. You are crying, the problem is getting worse. It's time that you speak to that problem. Stop looking at your mountain. Speak to your mountain. Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this mountain. Not whosoever there shall complain about the mountain. You have complained long enough. It's time to speak to that situation. You have been telling everybody about the problem. The only thing you have not done is speak to the problem. God said to Moses, go speak to Pharaoh. Tell him, let my people go that they might serve me. You know what you're doing? You're speaking to everybody about the problem instead of speaking to the problem. You tell every other person about how bad things are instead of speaking to the bad things and commanding it to change. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. We didn't say cry to the mountain. We didn't say pray to the mountain. We say speak to the mountain. We didn't say go and worship the earth. We say speak to the earth. You have dominion over everything God created. He said, let us make man in our image. And let them what? Have dominion. Well, lift up your hand one more time. Say, oh earth. Oh, earth. 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 Hear the word of the Lord. Oh atmosphere. 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 Hear the word of the Lord. Don't bring stress to me anymore. Don't bring disease to me. I am blessed. Whatever I lay my hands to do, it shall prosper. I speak to the environment. To yield prosperity to me. To yield increase to me. You know, we just came back from a tour of a number of foreign countries. Once we are landing, I don't even wait for us to touch the ground. Once the aircraft start lowering, I speak over the city. I say, no problem. I come in the name of the Lord bearing the good news. I command the gates to open up, to receive me. And that in this land, as I bring value to your country, you're going to add value to me. I'm going to have new relationships, new contacts, new finances, new opportunities, new everything. And I speak, and as I land, it starts. From people at the border, everything. Anywhere, I went to a company and it was in Lagos many years ago. I was new here and I lived in Lagos for some years before I left. I came in newly, we needed some things and I went to a company and it was the boss, the CEO that asked me to come. He wanted to help with something. When I got there, the secretary would not allow me to see him. She was so sarcastic. It's not now that they know me everywhere, you know, and all of then, you know, we didn't look like this. You know, like that time. Some of you are still looking like that. Don't worry, it's going to change. Yeah. So she was trying to, you know, please, sir, just sit on this side, you know. And was seeing people that came after me, allowing them to go in. Finally, I got up. I said, he said, no, you have to go. The man, you know. I said, can't you just let him know that I'm around? Let him decide, because he's the one that asked me to come. He said, forget about that. So I got up to go. And I was trying to feel dejected. This girl, you know, I didn't want to be rude to her too. She was so nasty, you know. Just wanted to go. The Lord said, but that's what I've been telling you. I told you that you can control the atmosphere with your words. You can go and learn to do what I've taught you and then come back another day. But if you want, you can also change the situation now. I said, now? He said, yes. I said, I can't just start speaking here. People will wonder what is wrong with me. He said, but ask them if they have a toilet. So I asked, they said, the toilet is in. I just went to the toilet, put the tap at the wash on, put it very on. It was making noise so that I can. I said, you foul spirit that ruled this organization, lift up your head that the King of Glory may come in. I bind you, clear out of my way. And I release favor. I release goodwill. And I release acceptance here. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord said, wash your hand and go back and sit down. I went back and sat down. And I said, good morning, ma. I came to see your ending. He said, oh, wow. Have you been here for a while? I said, I've been here. He said, don't worry, I'll tell him that you are around. She behaved like she was seeing me for the first. I don't understand till now what happened. I was wondering, is it that she didn't remember that I was the person she told to go? I don't understand. She went and told me. The man said, come in. And I came in and there was somebody. I said, sir, can I wait? He said, no, come and sit down. He said, bring her. The girl was running up and down, bringing me something to eat. I said, and I left with the check. Oh, I left with the check I came to collect.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things He has done, with His grace He has saved. With His mercy He has saved. To God be the glory for the things He has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things He has done. With His grace He has saved. By His power He has saved me. To God be the glory for the things I said. To God be the glory. To God, oh, be the glory.